Well, democratic elections in Myanmar have seen Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, National League for Democracy, defeat the ruling military government. Though not all of the results have been confirmed, the NLD expects to win over 70% of the votes cast, replacing 5 decades of military rule. But it's not all smooth sailing for the new government. The military reserves a quarter of the seats in both houses for unelected military judges, and Aung San Suu Kyi herself cannot be president under Myanmar's constitution. Sam Barron has more.
Aung San Suu Kyi spoke yesterday with confidence to the people of Myanmar, smiling in the face of promising election results for her National League for Democracy party, the NLD. The NLD needs to secure 2/3 of the votes cast in the first democratic election Myanmar's seen in over 50 years to oust the ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party, run by the military. There are high hopes this election will not be a repeat of 1990, when the military junta ignored the result of a general election which would have given authority to the NLD. Mao Mae is a member of the NLD's Australian branch.
1990 elections, the commission is just it, fair, but the 2015 commission is not like this. Many people don't trust this commission. They are going to cheat, they are going to lie, they are going to make a lot of dirty trick. But whatever they make a trick, people know. So we got the information from inside. NLD is winning more than 80%. That's why we trust that NLD will win.
But even if the NLD manages to secure a majority in both houses of Myanmar's parliament, the military will not be relinquishing complete control. The elections may be democratic, but the resulting political structure may not be a democracy as we know it, says Dr. Lee Morgenbesser, an expert on authoritarian regimes from the Asia Institute at Griffith University.
It'll start to sink in that perhaps the easy work's been done already, and the hard task before the NLD is actually governing. The way the constitution is set up, all power resides effectively in the military. Aung San Suu Kyi cannot run for president at all, and so therefore she will have to give up power to somebody else. And then on top of that, there's a long range of restrictions in place. The military appoints the ministers for defense, interior, border, and police. And then on top of that, again, you've got the National Defense and Security Council, which is a somewhat ambiguous institution that actually retains more power than the parliament.
The military does not intend to surrender much power to Aung San Suu Kyi, even if she wins. Why bother with an election at all? Dr. Morgenbesser explains.
This is actually a long-running transition that the military has put in place all the way from after the 1990 election. I think it sort of realized that it didn't have popular legitimacy within Myanmar amongst the Burmese people, and it sought to prolong its stay in power via certain institutional mechanisms. So it's built a constitution based on the Indonesian model under Suharto, where the military co-functions in the sense that its power is maintained within the constitution, and it can still reap the benefits and wield power from behind the scenes.
Dr. Lee Morgenbesser from the Griffith Asia Institute. Absent from the NOD's promises of democracy and equality is an acknowledgement of the UDSP's systematic persecution of Rohingya Muslims, who were forbidden to vote in the election. Anwar Shah, president of the Burmese Rohingya community in Australia, fled Myanmar to escape persecution.
Some of my family members, they have to leave their homes and flee to the different places. There is no human right for the Rohingya. As UN declared, the Rohingya is the most persecuted people in the earth. It is true. Since I become Australian, I've been to around different places. I can see what's happening everywhere in the world. At the moment, the Tenzing government is actually ignoring all the pressure from the outside. They actually saying and they're not doing. The hope we have that when the NLD come into the power and do something.
But whatever issues exist with the NLD's rise to power, Dr. Lee Morgenbesser from the Griffith Asia Institute says it would be a step in the right direction.
With a NLD government in power, the government would have more legitimacy internationally, and you would suggest that this would encourage more foreign direct investment. So I think one of the more positive things to come out of the election would be the economic growth that you might be able to predict as a result, which you would hope would benefit more of the broader population than just the military.
That was Dr. Lee Morgan-Besser from the Griffith Asia Institute, ending that report by Sam Barron.